Hello, friends. Without wanting to go too over the top, I want to just share with you my evening, and then I maybe will open up to some of my past and my future. That just being the context. Don't know if that's the right word of plans. I never trusted a plan. So of late the evening has been. I've been squaring up squarely, fairly to the Lord. I can quite easily look outside of the mirror, which is just looking into the computer. I'm grateful that the music, I'm warned off it. If I can, let me say that, please. I'm grateful for worship music. Oh, shit, has it stopped? Just bathing in my self-importance. I've just read a book recently called How to Win Friends and Influence People. And I read me late friend's sister's poem, which was the best poem. Anyway, I thought it good to, for some of my thoughts before putting this out there was to market the putting of this out there as a new therapy. Everyone's peddling the new drug, though. It's within you, as is the good and the bad. Cast your nets out, shove your anchor in. Or put the anchor down first, then cast your net. But make sure you can bring the net up. I think for me, the purpose of this is. Is it not always a balance between what you're putting out there and what you gain for yourself? And the word gains can be quite flexible, I'd suggest. I'm aware that this information age, there's a lot of information, and let me do my classic and just state an objective. The objective for me and thee is, well, it's just general therapy, I'd suggest. I think I touched on something earlier about us reciting something. So when you're saying or reciting something, i.e. what I'm doing now, what you're listening to, as the audience, you've got to bear in mind the audience. But you're also the audience. So God help you. It's good to speak. It's good to talk. And it's peddled today. In fact, we do say things are peddled by others, but we're just blaming the world. But anyway, moreover, in a virtue, we have to. And then there's chasing the audience. Moreover. So I'm grateful that I just feel at 50-50 with myself and the audience now, but without ratios, etc., I would like to return to the classic main objective, which is me in therapy. So of the last few days, I've basically, my car barn is, God bless him, come to the end of his line, come to the end of his life. And in this, I've spent a lot of money that I shouldn't have spent. I'm sure it could be argued, borrowed money that I shouldn't have borrowed. And yeah, it's been difficult when I've really known, which is what has happened today, is I've scrapped the car. And then you're thinking about other things that you want to touch on, and you'll get there, I'm sure you will. I just want to just take a brief personal moment reflecting on my late friend and her sister's poem. Thought it was mes. It's the area of death for me is something I'm actually going to touch on this evening, my own mortality. I think if I can even scramble the words without getting emotional, we don't understand the positive on we don't understand the effect we have on other people when a life's end, when we end a life's or whatever. But I think to take that. I'm just throwing words at that introspective, retrospective. Well, Brucey's introspective helped me a lot during lockdown. Smokes. But I think we've got to remember that we've always got an audience, and in that, it's always on live record. So if it's a live record within a live record within a live record, No, to be honest, I need to get back because this is just talking, helping me a great deal. So, and if the audience is supportive in this, then that's good. I'm just probably going to make one more of these after this. But what I want to make out of the points I've made is that the audience is the audience, you included. I suppose I've got a lot to get through. I'm sure we all have. And I just don't feel that I've been treating my friend's death or like in the right way. I think it's been a lot poised to my own understanding of our friendship relationship. But you can't escape. I can't escape the fact of who she was as a person and now Angel. But I suppose in matters, it's like some scripture posted on Facebook earlier. You don't want to let the sun set on your anger. And yeah. So for me and my, like, what's important now is yourself, of course, hang in there, do some pull-ups, is just gaining something from this excursion. So let's repeat, the classic objective is to deal myself and the audience helpful therapy. If it helps me just rambling on, then so be it. And in all of this, I think that reflecting over the last few days, when I mentioned my car had died, without going into, I mean, I'm not going to even say anything because I'm a peacekeeper, but I wasted money on full service. I didn't get the original matter fixed properly and proficiently because when you go to a garage, you see, you have to tell them what you want doing to the car through and through. So I'm quite sure it's the same with hospitals. I try and avoid hospitals, but moreover, I'm so grateful I've been through pretty much a rough week because God's been bringing me to plateau after plateau. And I was, like I mentioned, squaring up with God earlier. I had been doing, not punching above my own weight, but listening to God's not so much about being, it's so much about being, let's start over, you're forgiven. It's about creating an environment through you knowing who God is. And when you're all getting rushed off in your music and stuff, just, I suppose it's meditation. But I'm grateful that I had a word with him earlier. And yeah, it's about being receptive. And it's about being just in that right frame of mind, chemicals balanced right. I feel whoever's joining me to this stage, I don't think I'm being like 100% therapeutic. I might probably actually after you for the therapy. So help me God. And as much as I can crack on with rambling, in Jesus' name, I just want to put it to you that calling on the name of the Lord saves. I'm grateful and I'm glad to have Anchor, the app. I'm very virtuous in the fact that either up or down, the destination is real. But thank God for good sense. I don't know what I'm saying. We've all been through hell. And we've all somewhat achieved. But there's no limits. Dopamine, endocrine, whatever, call it what you like. You are who you are. So one thing I want to just finally I've reached the the 10-minute YouTube Charlie checkpoint. And I forgot what I was going to say. But yeah, it was along the lines of, late, my prayers have been infiltrated. And as much as I know that I ought to pray and fast, I really don't want to go without food for the time being. So I'm going to continue just, well, I actually was automatically praying and fasting when I became very sick and ill through extraction. Moreover, to end this well, God willing, I'd just like to add that there's no point being a martyr. You want to live with God, changes. I'd ask you that you continue to subscribe to Life. And I want to let you know that I feel somewhat better for putting this out there. I've not delved deep into major questions because I've been quite amazed by my friend's poem, and it's brought back memories of a good friend, a good mate, friend. But I don't think there's any real, see, we're looking for a solution, but sometimes rambling's the only ablution. Amen. God help me. God help you. God help me. God help you. Peace.